a hard act to follow, raw and sketchy skin, right? My name is Stephanie Rayner. Good evening. I'm a visual artist with a great love of poetry. And I've been a part of the Leighton gang for the better part of my life. And I mean better in all senses of the word. From a young age, I had suffered from a deep loneliness of soul, the kind of loneliness that comes when your mother tongue is metaphor, and your great passion lies with trying to find that unmoved mover, the core that moves an idea through the heart of a work of art. This loneliness persisted until Max Leighton hesitantly asked me if we might discuss the movie we had just seen. I was home. I had found my tribe. Now, for the Leightons, seeing a movie was not seeing a movie. It was a blood sport. Max, David, Irving, and I would enter the movie theater. Never was there popcorn or a drink. Or, God forfend, should anyone speak. No, we would sit hunched forward in our seats, as still and staring as gargoyles, watching the entire film. For now, our great game had begun. Who would be the first to hunt down the underlying theme of that movie? We would leave, and as an unspeaking pack, move with the terrible energy and purpose of leashed lion hounds to the nearest Fran's restaurant, where waitresses in their 90s would stumble about taking our orders. Now, the gambit was to be the first one that could ask the most obscure question possible about some minuscule detail within the movie that would not give away your interpretation, but that only the other person who was onto the same theme could answer. Now, this question was always done with sort of a Jewish accent and a loud, "So," your eyes would be bulging, then suddenly narrowing to slits as your question finished and you glared and dared the others to respond. For example, "So, why did he rip out the water fountain and spray the mental patients?" Or, "So, why did he carry her out of the cave wrapped in a parachute?" One time we had just seen Fellini's 8½. Irving strode to Franz, his eyebrows dancing on his forehead, barely able to contain himself. We sat down, and just as the ancient waitress hobbled up to our table, Irving's pent-up energy burst like a dam, and in that booming voice of his, he let fly with a, "So, why did she stuff a banana and 2 hard-boiled eggs down his throat?" We all looked at the waitress, as did every other living soul in Franz that night. And she said, "Would you like anything to drink with that?" Irving later had dinner with Fellini and gave his interpretation of 8½. Fellini coyly put his hand over his face, parted his fingers, and said, "Ah, you've seen me naked." The last time I saw Irving was when Aviva and I went to Montreal together. Irving still sparkled, but the edges had gone from that great mind. Aviva said to me later, "He doesn't know you, but he knows that he loves you." I reminded him about our times at the movies, and he seemed to come back into himself, and he said, "You know, my God, those are the best of times." So maybe when all else goes, we remember that we loved and that we were loved, and that truly, those are the best of times. Thank you.